from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go, hour two, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for NFL News of the Day. Jack Leiter's coming up in 20 minutes. The former number two overall pick, Ranger rookie, right-handed pitcher for the Rangers. And he started yesterday. Actually, he had allowed only two runs through five innings, came out in the sixth. And, man, if he would not have come out for that, he would have had himself a pretty dang good quality start, Wolchuk. So we'll talk Jack Leiter, rising star, coming up at 3:20 here in the G-Bag Nation, home of the champs. Here's Wolchuk with that NFL news of the day.
Thank you very much. Big news regarding contracts and holdouts. Well, we got a new Trent Williams deal that is about to get finalized. Niners are having him fly to San Fran.
He's already there.
And he is going to get a new deal that he, I guess, deems worthy.
Broadus has been tracking his flight.
Yeah.
He's been all over this.
He landed.
He flew in this morning.
$5.4 million in salary cap space is what I believe San Francisco's created over the last week or so to try and get him done.
That was a no-brainer. You have to. I mean, he had them by the cojones there. They have no plan B at the left
He's
tackle
so
spot.
Important for them.
You have Super Bowl aspirations.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing here? He just wanted to miss training camp. It's probably better for him that he did, honestly.
Yeah, it's a pro move right there.
He's got the best life in the NFL right now. He's made it to a point where he can kick everybody's butt with very little practice.
Yeah, I don't need a training camp. I'm good. All right. Just go ahead and pay me. I'm going to show up. They know they can't win without him. And now you got the Jets. They're still dealing with the Hassan Reddick stuff. I mean, this is just foolish from the Jets standpoint. I don't know that this is going to change. I don't know if he's going to play down for them this year, but he's still holding out.
I think Reddick's got to jump in there. I would not trust the Jets to do anything right by me. I need that payday. I know it's not the payday I want. I'm not giving up these checks.
Yeah, you got to play. You can't be losing game checks. And then the Jamar Chase stuff is fascinating. I really didn't think Jamar Chase was going to miss a game. But he's still not practicing. He's showing up to practice in street clothes. He's doing the hold-in deal. And as of now, he is still not indicating that he is going to be suiting up and playing for the Bengals week one. Now, I did see a report, and it's very possible this was a ball sacking.
Yeah.
But supposedly, he wants literally just a penny more than what Justin Jefferson got. And him and Justin Jefferson, very good friends. And maybe that's true.
That was Rappaport, dude. Rappaport's not here to ball sack you.
That was a Rappaport report?
That was a Rappaport.
I never know if it's like the fake Rappaport account.
Yeah, no,
that was on the rap sheet.
You gotta watchdog it. You gotta watchdog it.
Players want to scoreboard each other, though. And this is...
I got a penny more than you, dude.
The biggest way that you do it. And I think, unlike Reddick, with Chase, time's on his side. You know, I don't need to get this bag as a 29-year-old edge rusher right now. You know, like Le'Veon Bell, the year that he sat out, totally screwed. You have to be aware of your position and how the market's going to look at you. I think if I'm Jamar Chase, the longer I wait, the bigger the payday gets.
And your quarterback is one of your best friends going back to college.
Sure.
I mean, it's just, I don't think he'll actually miss games, so we'll see. Maybe the Bengals get that thing figured out.
He'll miss games in a way if he'll be inactive, but he'll get paid. That's the way he gets around it.
Oh, so he still gets his game check, but he's just inactive because he's there.
If you're just refusing to play, is his situation?
Is he active? He's not in any list, right? He was in camp.
Yeah,
he's one of their 53.
He's been holding in.
He'll be just one of their inactives every week if that's the case.
Well, you had Schefter was on the McAfee show today, and he says if Chase is going to play at all this week against New England, that deal has to get figured out in the next 48 hours.
Okay.
So for I don't know what the explanation is on why.
There's no recourse for the Bengals, though. Like, you don't want to play. You're holding in, and we just have to pay you while you chill?
I think so.
Can they deactivate him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He's
right, because they're not going to, like, they're not going to cut him.
No, absolutely not.
So it's like, what other recourse do you have? Can you find... You can't fine a player or take money from him when they're just refusing to play, because it's like, then you could just cut me, but they don't want to cut him.
He's not holding in.
I guess
Bengals. Yeah.
The hold in seems like the play here.
Yeah, it sure does.
Jamar Chase has made us all look foolish.
Be around your guys.
Yeah, hold in.
Unless you're Trent Williams and you don't want to be around your guys. You're like, I'm just going to hold out.
I know they're going to pay me eventually, so I'm going to show up and get exactly what I want.
See y'all week one.
Niners wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. This was a crazy deal that we saw over the weekend. He has been placed on the non-football injury list.
Four weeks there.
Yeah, he's going to miss at least four games. But he's already back, and he's practicing. He's in the weight room there. I saw reports. He did dodge a bullet.
Yeah.
Literally. this thing, he gets shot over the weekend. Apparently, John Lynch says that he was buying travel equipment, like luggage or clothes for like when the team goes ahead and travels this year.
So did he have like Louis bags or something like that, and somebody seen him with some food?
And hey, I'd like one of those. I'd like one of those bags. So he gets shot. Now, the bullet didn't even strike a rib, according to John Lynch. They're optimistic that he's not only going to resume playing this season, but obviously there's not going to be any long-term effects for his career here. So at least 4 weeks out for Ricky Pearsall, but he was also dealing with the shoulder injury. Yeah. But, I mean, thank goodness this wasn't worse.
He's had a rough time of it to even get on the field, the injuries that he's dealt with. And I talked to Daniel Jeremiah when we were doing the game, the Charger game, the other day. And Daniel, one of the he's on the NFL Network for the draft coverage he does. It's a great job. And I go, did you know this kid had a bad shoulder? And he goes, no, I did not. I had never heard that shoulder was that bad. Mm-hmm. And Daniel's a very plugged in type of a reporter, and he says, I never ever knew that this kid had a bad shoulder.
But what a crazy story. What a miracle story.
Did he take the gun from the guy?
Yeah, it was like a fight. It was like a fight over the gun. And so they both end up being shot in the process of him like wrestling the gun away from this 17-year-old kid who's trying to get his Rolex off him.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
And then for that, I mean, to get shot through your chest and through your back,
and it doesn't hit anything.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And you're walking to the ambulance. You see the video? He's walking. Yeah. You're like,
yes.
This is as much of a miracle as anything I've seen in a long time. And this is insane.
Do we know what kind of gun?
I didn't see what kind of gun it was. No.
Something?
That's honestly a great question, Broadus, and I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably wasn't a .357 Magnum.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
Maybe he's fortunate. Well, nobody's fortunate.
Well, he's definitely fortunate.
Oh, he is.
Maybe this guy didn't have a real gun.
Yeah. You might be onto something.
He wasn't a confident robber, put it that way.
I tell you what, you can have my Rolex and my luggage. You know, I'm
giving everything to you.
I don't get the instinct to reach for the gun.
100%.
It's pointed at you. Now, maybe you're
That's a John Wick alpha.
Maybe you're a pro athlete and you're like, I can totally get this gun before this guy knows what happens.
Yeah.
But even Pearsall still got shot.
Yep. Scary deal, man. Now, McCaffrey.
Yeah, ultimately, he made the wrong move there. He just had God on his side in a way that we haven't seen in a while. That was incredible.
A bullet wound to the chest.
Yep.
Wow,
and it
dude.
Didn't hit. It missed
the lung. Through the chest and through his back.
No
rib,
vital organs. Nothing. Yeah. They expect him to be back in 4 weeks, and he's already in the weight room right now at the facility. It's crazy. Yeah. It is a crazy story.
He's not skipping leg day.
No. That robber would see me running with my stuff just flying off me. I'd turn the corner and nothing but my boxers.
I'd be like Bruce Almighty. I'd just throw my arms back and my clothes would come off my body. Woo! Every single thing. Just let me keep my undies.
CMC's back at practice for the first time since early training camp. He had that strained calf injury. He's expected to be able to go for week one as they get ready to take on the Jets on Monday Night Football. So that's great news.
Oh, absolutely.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Really, really good news there. And then did you see Kalen Carson's new number? Seatbelt getting ready for his week one start. I like this.
I like this too.
21.
Do something for me.
Good looking number.
Now that Gilly's not coming back, he signed with the Vikings. They can give up 21. Zeke's going with 15. Going prime time. Seatbelt Carson. Lock him up. Three rookie starters. Week one.
There you go.
Let's go get him, boys.
He said, I think the quote was, I saw from Joe Hoyt, it was like, he said like that 41 was weighing on him.
Yeah.
it was like it felt heavy out there a little
Newman.
Bit.
Newman made it look good. Hey, there's few corners that can pull off 41. T-New did.
I actually thought he wore it well despite the fact that he was clearly leaking confidence in that number all preseason long.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes sense why the first, like, three attempts that went his way in that first game didn't go his way.
Didn't
but then
go
he settled
his way.
In.
He settled in.
He did. He sure did. Mm-hmm. Now, we got the Brazil game Friday night. And we've talked a lot about this Brazil stuff that's come out. Like, can you even wear green? The crime. Well,
did you see that they're wearing the black helmets and black pants? Did you see
that
the Eagles were wearing that?
Yes.
I'm like,
they're going with their dark
but
black.
What are the Packers?
The Packers are definitely still having... They'll wear their white tees, but they've still got green numbers, right? Yeah,
green numbers.
No, so,
but the Eagles are wearing white tees.
I thought they were wearing their dark blacks.
No, they're wearing their dark black pants and a dark black helmet.
Well, the Packers are going all green then. Yeah. They've got to wear their
That's
robes.
What I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, I guess...
Is that green thing really real, though?
It can't be...
I don't think so.
Can't be 100% real.
It was in Barcelona when we were dealing with the World League. Yeah.
But you're literally having the Packers wear green. I mean, you're bringing the green team. It's in their name.
Did not do a good job of assessing who we should schedule to play here if this green jersey thing is really as big of a deal as they're making it out.
Because otherwise, you're right, Wolchuk. You could mitigate it by doing, because the Eagles have their black jerseys.
Great looking.
Make them wear that, even if it's technically a Packers home game, which I don't even know if it is, but... Then the Packers could wear like an all-white deal.
And they've got the yellow pants. Yellow so it's just like a light green trim and then the green numbers. Yeah. So, I mean, that wouldn't look as bad. But either way, Darius Slay's not happy about this. He has his podcast, Big Play Slay, and he's not feeling Brazil.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why do y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing that. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig.
Dawson, you'd be hitting the ground running here, bro. You'd just be door dashing anyway from the place right down the street
like,
to the hotel
room.
Your room.
Just this stay is, in your room. This is made for you.
This is ideal.
But again, if you're a player and you're going to play in another country, I'd like to go and check out the country. Seems like
Absolutely.
The NFL's like, it's just kind of, let's
no,
stay
No, I mean,
in.
The NFL's taking a shotgun approach here. Like, we're going to try to keep as many people inside as possible because of the partying, and we don't want the headlines and everything. Mm-hmm. But to say, like, Brazil is so crime-infested that we can't go out for dinner and drinks and, you know, whatever else at the bar is kind of crazy.
Have you been in Philadelphia?
Yeah. I used to live
play
there,
for the
right.
Eagles, fam.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It's worse.
It's like, man, the whole country, there's just no place to go. You know, we just want to keep you guys safe, so like, stay in your hotel. You take one step off the premises, and it's a lawless. Come on, guys.
They're terrifying, these players. Like, I'm not bringing my families. This is awful.
You're not taking your family to Brazil?
Darius Slay's not. He said, family, stay home. I'm not bringing the family.
Yeah. There's like 200 countries or whatever in the world, and the NFL's trying to plant their flag everywhere. Like, where? How many did they have to get? How many no's did they get before they're like, all right, I guess, dang it, we'll have to
Brazil,
do it.
You're the winner.
In Brazil.
Let's do this thing. I hope the game's great on Friday.
From what I can tell.
Snopes says that green thing is not associated with gangs or anything like that.
Yeah, it's the color of Palmeiras, the rival of that stadium. So during soccer games, you're not encouraged to wear green at all. If you wear green, you're a supporter of a rival. Okay. And you could get into like a soccer fight or something.
Well, hopefully they can see past this. Like, that soccer team is not affiliated in this game at all. So we can look past this.
Yeah, I believe you're going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. You think there's going to be people showing up to that game like thinking they were supposed to be at a soccer game and they're going to be like pissed?
What do you mean?
He said football. what is this?
We've been ball sacked. That's how you get.
Football.
Angry storm the field.
Yeah. That's
Watch
gonna
out.
Be, that would be
gotcha,
an issue. Now, the NFL is about to say go bleep yourself college football again, as there are reports that they could soon look to start the season on Labor Day weekend. So they would schedule games.
Oh, to get to 18 or whatever?
Yeah, they'd schedule games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And right now, that's really been the kickoff weekend for college football. I mean, it was glorious. If we had the return, and now the NFL is like, ha-ha, taking over too.
If they continue to schedule games where two teams don't matter playing each other, I'm all for the NFL doing whatever they want.
Okay, college games?
Yeah. I'm not interested in seeing Mississippi score 79 points on Prairie View or somebody
like that.
You
didn't like the Colorado State, Texas
matchup. I was about to say, you didn't like seeing your guy Arch doing his thing. It's Bennett's friend, Arch, doing his thing versus Colorado State.
Yeah, I'm excited about the fact that they're going to travel to Ann Arbor this weekend. That's
7-point favorites.
Yeah, they are. In the big house.
I'm so sorry, but the...
What do we got?
Well,
lay that on us. Come on.
I was wondering in regards to what were we talking about right before we were... Oh, the college football. You would push it back. If I'm college football...
Are you starting earlier?
I would push... If I'm college football, I'm going, okay, then I'm going to start a week earlier. I'm still going to at least own my first weekend. So if you want to eat Labor Day, so be it. Yeah. Then we'll push everything back a week and football just starts earlier for, mid-August or whatever.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Final thing here, Jared Goff. The numbers are out on him playing inside a dome versus on the road.
It's terrible in the cold.
Pretty drastic. I mean, it's crazy. His passing percentage goes down. I mean, we're talking almost a full 10%. The yards on the road versus playing indoors. I mean, it's like a 1,000-yard difference. I mean, it's crazy. The QBR, everything just drops and plummets when he has to play outdoors. But the good thing for the Lions, this is why if you're a Lion fan out there, or even just somebody that likes to bet and is a degenerate, 14 of their first 15 games for Detroit this year played indoors. So you should get prime Jared Goff. And that might be a reason why they get the one seed this year.
Even more reason to believe in the Lions.
Believe in those Lions this year. They could be. This could be their magical run.
It was Broadus' team last year. He said they were going to win 2 Super Bowls or something last season.
I didn't have to do a bet payoff, right?
They won a playoff game.
Won the playoff game.
They did.
That's true.
This year, maybe they make it to the Super Bowl.
Football guy Brian Broadus.
I'll come up with something for this year.
NFL News of the Day.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Wolf Chuck. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. We have Jack Leiter, Rangers rookie, joining you next here in the name.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. For your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Jack Leiter, Rangers rookie pitcher, joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. What's it like taking on the Yankees yesterday?
It was awesome. That's mostly growing up in the New Jersey area, and my dad playing for the Yankees. That's a dream of mine, and playing against a former teammate and a really good friend of mine, and Anthony Volpe, and having my cousin in the bullpen for the Yankees. There's just a lot of underlying stories that made it extra special, I would say.
Okay, so speaking of dad, what did he have to say about your performance yesterday?
I mean, he's a proud dad most of the time. He even the outings that I'm very much not happy about throughout my career, he understands how hard this game can be, and he's definitely a proud dad.
Now, you mentioned your cousin and obviously your dad, your uncle. Growing up as a Leiter, is it assumed that you're going to be a pitcher if you play baseball? Do you consider other positions? How's that whole thing get sorted out?
I mean, my dad wanted me to be a third baseman. I don't know exactly why, but that was kind of his dream for me. And obviously he wanted me to play baseball, but it wasn't forced upon me or anything like that, but just growing up around the game, it's hard not to fall in love with it. And that's what happened. I fell in love with it, and I always wanted to be a pitcher. And the early parts of high school, I wasn't sure if that was going to happen or if I was going to play infield or play a position in the field. But it just kind of worked out that I ended up a pitcher.
What have been some of the things for you this year that you've really been working on? Is last year, I mean, we had seen that they had kind of shut you down and you were working on some new things, but this year it seems like it's been much better for you overall, juggling from the minors and then now getting opportunities with the big league level.
Yeah. It's been a special year all around, obviously getting my first taste up here in the big leagues, and the results haven't been there yet, obviously, in terms of what I would like to see in my big league outings. But it's really got to be a process mindset as a pitcher and coming up in the big leagues. And a lot of times you control what you can control, and that's executing a pitch. And strictly from a process mindset, I felt like my execution last night was the best it's been in all of my big league outings by a good margin. So obviously the results in the final line and the fact that we didn't end up with an extra win in the win column, those all were frustrating after the game. But once you take on the process mindset of, you know, did I execute more times than not? And there's a lot of positive takeaways. So it's a good one to build off of.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering, you've mentioned about being down in the minors and then getting some spot starts and stuff like that. Has that been tougher on you? Would you have just rather have been in one spot, say, like with the big club and just kind of felt your way and learned your way that way instead of kind of going back and forth between the two?
Yeah, obviously in the same way, you control what you can control. You pitch where you're at and give it your all. But as pitchers, we're creatures of habit, and I would say me more so than others even, and having a routine is important, and it's always nice when you can spend time around the guys and get to know the catchers and get to know the coaching staff, and more so than just kind of fly in and show up at the field and pitch that day. But that all comes with earning it, and that's something that you have to show with results over time, and my confidence in myself long term in getting those results in my career is very high. But obviously some of these outings early on in my big league career weren't there, statistically speaking. So for a number of reasons. So it's all about the process. Like I said, when I got sent back down, it's all right, what do I need to do to get back up here and have more success the next time? Because that's all you can control.
It's Jack Leiter here with your Rangers rookie. How much more comfortable are you after, going into the start yesterday? Was that your fifth start in the major league level compared to your first one?
Yeah, much more comfortable. It's about managing adrenaline. And I've pitched in big games, pitched in the College World Series, but something about the big leagues, it's something you dream about forever. And it's an opportunity that I'll never take for granted, but you want to make the most of it. And sometimes wanting it too bad can lead to, self-caused errors, I guess, and mistakes. And I think that's what sort of was happening in my early outings, was just wanting it too much. And as a result, my mind is thinking too many things it's just moving too quick. And it's about slowing it down for myself. And, you know, you're the pitcher, you got the ball in your hand, it's on your time. So yesterday it was a conscious effort about making it on my time.
Jack, you mentioned you were an outstanding college pitcher. Trust me, I'm an LSU alum and fan and watched you many a day and just was marveled at that. And you mentioned pitching in big games and stuff like that. As the draft status that you have, do you feel pressure carrying that status to the mound with you?
I wouldn't say so. I think the pressure I put on myself is more so than any other external factors could put on me. And I think that's kind of what you need to have to be successful in anything, is holding yourself to a high standard. But there is a fine line between holding yourself to that high standard and applying too much pressure on yourself. But you could always say there's been pressure. Being the son of a Major League Baseball player and choosing to be a pitcher as well, there's that inherent pressure, I guess. But I guess when you experience it so long for so much of your life, it just doesn't really affect me. And I mean, obviously it's there, but I would say it's just about making pitches. Simple.
Jack Leiter with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up the mental side of things, and I think when it comes to sports, that's a subject that now has been discussed a lot more and openly. What do you try and do to maybe decompress before a start? Or, I mean, have you kind of had to learn and adjust some things that do work or don't work for you to try and calm down a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the mental side is huge, especially for a starting pitcher, because you're out there on an island. It's your game, and if you lay an egg, it's on you. There's full accountability there, and you just want to do what it takes to help the team win. And like I said, that hasn't been there quite yet, but that's part of the accountability and the working process. And I hope it just makes it that much sweeter when it does start coming around results wise. But from the mental side, there's so many different ways to go about it. But it comes down to how do you get yourself to fully focus on this one pitch? It's the most important thing in the world. And then once it's done, it's meaningless. It's not easy, but it's part of it. Like, this pitch is everything. And then after that, this pitch is everything. And whatever you can do throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your, the hours leading up to your start and throughout the seconds in between pitches to get to that point is everything. And I think that's what us as pitchers are always working to accomplish more and more.
How superstitious are you?
I would say I'm pretty superstitious just because of the fact that I love my routine and my process, but nothing crazy. Like, I got to eat this 3 hours before my start and I got to put the left sock on first. Nothing like that.
What's the general pregame meal though?
I try to get a lot of carbs in, and as the adrenaline starts to flow, I used to just not really eat because you don't really think about hunger leading up to a start. But now I've kind of gained an understanding that's important for brain function and physical function. So I kind of make myself eat some carbs, some type of pasta or rice, and then a protein, some kind of chicken, meat, and I love fruit, so fruit's Ooh. Always in the mix.
Yeah, Jack, we're right with you. When you're about to pitch, we eat a lot of carbs too. Getting ready to watch you pitch, just load up
as much.
We just load up pizza,
nachos,
any boomsticks, anything we can eat at the ballpark. We just do that before that's you great. Pitch to help you out there.
Whose routine do you marvel at that's in that clubhouse right now? Are you like taking notes on some guys? Like, holy smokes, the dedication, the professionalism.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. It's a team full of pros, and being out there talking to some of the bullpen guys the last couple of days has been cool for me because it's a whole different perspective, the reliever routine and the starter routine, and our bullpen having veteran guys who have been the best in the game for so long. It's really cool to pick their brains on, how they go about their process and their routine. And then guys like Eovaldi, who's kind of just a model starting pitcher. If any young kid could watch Nathan Eovaldi's routine, it's pretty special, and he's very detail oriented, and he's a great teammate who has a genuine interest in making others better. So I would say him, along with truly everyone on the team, it's a special group of guys in terms of routine.
We're big Nasty Nate guys, so we see eye to eye there. He's incredible. We love him so much.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering, when you sat down and went through the lineup, I mean, for your your pre-pitch, meetings and stuff going out on the hill, did you kind of like just go, and they're going through the lineup with Judge and Soto, you're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Is it one of those things where you kind of, you know what you're getting into just knowing that lineup or looking at that lineup and you're like, yeah, I know. I get it. It's got to be different than any other lineup you deal with, right?
Yeah, it's the same, but obviously very different than you know, preparing for Salt Lake City or Sugar Land or some of the outings that I faced this year. You're talking about arguably two of the top hitters in the world, and they're in their 2 and 3 spot, and then everyone else in the lineup's no slouch either. There's really no breaks. I mean, I've always said Anthony Volpe gives me my toughest at bats because I've faced him about 50 to 100 times just growing up around him and going to high school together and inter squad games, and seeing him in the 8 hole, it's like, all right, this is a deep lineup right here. And then, you know, you got an MVP and another MVP in Stanton and an MVP candidate in Soto. I'm sure he'll win one or a couple before it's all said and done. It's a good lineup.
But the Aaron Judge size, like, did it even take you by surprise a little bit, even knowing how big he is? I just imagine looking at him there like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a big zone. The first at bat, he smoked a ball to left on a fastball up with 2 strikes, and coming in, I was like, was that the wrong pitch or was it not up enough? Because it felt like I threw that fastball up, and sure enough, I looked at it and it was in the zone. So he's got a tall zone for sure.
Not to harp on the pasta too much, but are you generally Alfredo or are you going with like a spaghetti and meatball situation?
I'm so not a picky eater. Both of those sound pretty delicious right now. So I don't discriminate when it comes to pasta.
What's the fruit that you're mixing in right now?
I like berries, strawberries, blueberries. My mom used to call me Applejack when I was really little. She cut me an apple every night. So I've always been a guy who, you know, whatever type of fruit there is, I'm gonna be eating it. I'm not much of a dessert guy, so that's kind of my sweet tooth.
I love that, dude. Okay, we're going to let you out of here with a little bit of a game. We're going to see how well you know your teammates. This is 3 seconds of analysis. One of your teammates is being described. If you could guess that teammate for us, that would be incredible, okay?
All right, we'll see.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Are we talking David Robertson?
Ooh, that's a damn good guess right there, Jack Leiter. I like the guess. It's very close, but it is not the actual answer we were looking for, but it was one of the multiple choice answers. It was sitting right there.
He was D.
He was. Now, we will, if you don't mind, Jack, we'll continue to play this game with you until you get this thing right. How about that? I know we'll have you back soon, okay?
All right.
All right, sweet. Thank
you. Kicking ass, man.
There he goes. Applejack Leiter. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes. Jack Leiter brought to you by Golden Chick and by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
And we're also going to give Jack a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. There's 8 of those in the DFW location. So thanks for Jack and the Rangers for being on with us today.
Yeah, that was good. So what, we got another 4 nights, then we're back at it again here with more Jack Leiter coming up probably in the Angel series. We're getting Jack Leiter and DeGrom this weekend? Question mark?
There's a possibility about DeGrom. Wow. We'll ask CY that coming up at 4:20. Maybe he can give us more insight.
It's time now, though, for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking him?
Yeah, I've got some more questions for my guys. Are these things observations that we need to pay attention to? We'll do that next.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan Sports Hodgepodge coming up at 4, then CY. And right now, as we get into Cowboys week, it's time for the Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the Krusties, brought us.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Eric, I appreciate your quality news that you gave us during the break.
Doon, 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 doon.
You made me feel better about it.
I'm trying to be the good news desk.
You're the
good news breaker.
The fountain
news.
Of good information. I appreciate you doing that. By the way, just since we're now in game weeks and stuff.
Yes, sir. Bet payoffs.
Yeah, we got bet payoffs on Fridays.
Yeah, somebody just asked if we're still doing that this year, and I'm assuming rolling on that.
Oh, yeah, we're absolutely in it.
I'm going for Band-Aid rippers, not long-term suffering, though, this year. That's my plan going in.
I think that's a smart plan.
When I got a payoff, we're going to get this thing done in potentially excruciating pain or embarrassment for 5 to 10 seconds.
Molchuk said something about kicking things off with his first payoff being the good bi-brow. Just losing one of those bad boys. I was like, damn, that's bold, dude. I like the way you're coming out of here. Like, Walchuk's not messing around this year. He's like, I'm going to do this thing for
not
real.
Not this year.
Not half-assing
skin
it.
Skin and hair issues with him, I don't think that's a very good idea.
It's probably a terrible idea. Yeah. But, I mean, I've speedoed, waxed. I mean, I'll do anything for this show.
Those things are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are, hey, the bounce back potential.
I know brows are bushy as hell.
I did see Florida pictures.
They're like the perfect bush level, though.
Yeah.
I did see Florida pictures, no speedo, though. I did see that.
Didn't rock a Speedo in Florida. I did not. I didn't want to embarrass my family.
Yeah. Wow. It can take up to 4 months for an eyebrow to grow back.
4 months.
Slowest growing hair on the body.
Test the bully. Okay.
I think that's false.
You think they can go
every time
I can make it to the football season?
I bet Walchuk false. Would cut those numbers into eights.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I feel like that every time he's I go to the barber, the barber's like doing my eyebrows more than he's doing the hair part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the ears, you were saying.
Yeah, dude, the ears, big time.
You grow hair in places you didn't think you can grow hair.
I make sure that they get the ears every time.
It's important that you realize that as you head into your mid-40s.
If I look ridiculous.
Take care of the nose, take care of the eyebrows and the ears.
If I start to look really ridiculous with the nose and the ear, tell me. Don't like let me go with like spinach on my teeth while I'm talking.
No, we'll let you,
you know.
I'll let you know.
We're pretty good at that. Yeah, let me know that for sure.
I'm watchdogging it.
I know you are. You're watchdogging it. You're that baseball. You're watchdogging that baseball too, man. I'm impressed with that.
Thanks, buddy.
Jack, what's it like to really suck at baseball?
We love you, Jack.
Jack, you went out there and embarrassed yourself. You feel pressure by being an embarrassing player? No.
I thought that was a very courteous professional interview.
You were very professional.
I thought Jack was great. Applejack.
He was. I mean,
I was telling on the text, I don't have an issue with Jack. I'm not going to go after Jack for not executing pitches.
Not.
He's trying as hard as he's a good kid.
Yeah, no, it's not personal.
Yeah. It's not a didn't tackle.
This is a disagreement that Jared decided to attack me over in the 220 segment.
You deserved it, but don't worry about that. You know, don't let that bother you. You're fine. You did well. You argued well. I'd have to say you argued well.
How did I deserve it?
You just deserved it, but that's okay.
The guy gave up 5 runs in 5 innings, and we're pretending like it's good, Brian.
You know what,
well,
man?
The first two times through the order were good.
What's
another like Trey Lance preseason game progress
report? So if
you
throw 45 pitches and it's good?
That's what I was thinking. I was sitting there coming on here, and every time I said,
I don't know.
Every time I went, Trey Lance and Dawson would look at me like, shut up.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just shut up.
I mean, Jack Leiter does have, I think, a significantly better chance than Trey Lance at this point, but we're still in single-digit probabilities.
Well, I would have to agree.
All right.
Trey's my guy.
So on Wednesdays, Krusty's Corner, we're going to break down the opponent's offense.
Yeah.
And on Thursdays, we'll break down the opponent's defense. Friday, referee report. That's bringing that back, too. Remember on Friday?
I love the referee.
Do I remember?
Yeah. And the music Lucius plays is fantastic.
Yeah, Lucius plays great. Like Three Blind Mice. Was that the music he plays?
That's perfect because you're going to be scouting the opponent's offense every Wednesday. Yeah. So then we can juxtapose it with Eric Kendricks, new big-time linebacker.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah,
on Thursday.
Our guest.
Yeah. Hey, Broadus says this.
Yeah.
Tell me why Broadus just nailed that.
There, you're right.
Analysis.
There you go.
You know, rumor has it, Eric Kendricks might want to do a little interviewing of us as we get along into the season. I think Eric Kendricks has aspirations of being a media member.
I like it.
Might want to dip his toes in the water.
I like it. All right, here we go. Got some questions for you guys.
He should start a podcast.
Maybe.
He might.
You think he's got an avenue. All you just walk down and talk to the linebacker down the road. Hey, can you put me on air? Bleacher Report?
I think Mike had his first episode today.
Did he? I thought last week was
last
first.
Week.
It was last week the first one. I was checked out last week.
Good. Walchuk checked out. He did the thing.
Fountain of misinformation over there?
Well, I know he had an episode today. Okay. I thought it was his first one. I didn't know he had a show last week.
All right, here we go. Blogging the boys real quick. 5 predictions for the Cowboys 2024 season. See if you guys agree with this or not. I'm just curious what you think.
Agree.
Wooly.
Yep.
Tyler Guyton will contribute more than Tyron Smith. That's a bold prediction. Tyler Guyton will contribute more than Tyron Smith.
In terms of just availability, I mean, last year was a very healthy season in terms of Tyron. But I think overall, I think that the hope is that you get a full 17 games from Tyler Guyton until that he's proven otherwise. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I think absolutely. I think the running game could be better with him.
Chief.
It's like, would you rather, like, would the Jets rather have Tyler Guyton right now for this season?
Yeah.
You know, that, like, you're kind of thinking of it that way.
Would you rather have 10 games of Tyron Smith or maybe 15, 16 games of Tyler Guyton?
I'm so pessimistic on the availability of Tyron Smith and on the run blocking ability based on what we saw last year.
Sure.
So, by default, I guess I will say the upside of Tyler Guyton and thinking he will play every game is more exciting.
Yeah, I think you guys make a great case. I'm going to go that Tyron has kind of figured something out, and at his age, he can still be very effective in the passing game. Guyton has a lot of learning to do.
Chieftain.
Yes, sir.
Dalvin Cook will be the team's leading rusher.
Fart. Be Rico Dowdle.
Gavin.
Yeah, Chief nailed it.
Woolley.
Yeah, that's a fart. I don't know that Cook ends the season on the roster.
I'd like to see what I told you guys. Use Zeke for 3 weeks. Use Dalvin Cook for 3 weeks, and just keep
just alternate. Hey, play the hot hand.
Burn them up. Burn them up.
That's what Daniel wants to do in Miami. He's like, I want to play all four of these guys. Yeah. I'm going to play the hot hand.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Gavin,
buddy,
Ryan Flournoy will be the team's number three receiver.
Oh, that's, what do you call that? Cap.
That's cap. That's cap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that what Broadus calls it?
I call it cap.
That's Broadus's thing.
I say the wrong word all the time. Cap. It's cap. And it's like, it's really not what it means.
LLJ, cool J.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Lucius keeping
score. That's dope,
score.
Brian.
That's a fart. That's a fart. Right there. Lucius, I like Flournoy. I think he can be a good player, but not this year. He's not going to be the third receiver this year.
He's going to be. Get right. No, he's not. I like what Tolbert's done. Chief, did you get a chance? You answered that first, right?
Yes, I sure did.
Called cap on that?
Called cap on that.
All right, here we go.
That boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thigh.
Wooly.
Yeah.
Malik Hooker makes the Pro Bowl.
No, he's not going to make the Pro Bowl. Malik Hooker, I think, is a really good player, smart player, but he's not making a Pro Bowl, no.
As a 43rd alternate, I think there's actually a chance he does.
Well, I mean, they're going to be playing in the Super Bowl, Eric. Come on.
Gavin.
I'm going to put him in.
You're going to put him in?
Put in the call. Yeah, Cowboys have a top three defense, and many players benefit, including
Malik. I like what you're doing here.
You know the safety that has the best chance to make the Pro Bowl? Marquise Bell.
Oh, I like it. I like what you're doing there. Dawson.
Yeah.
Turpin takes it to the house twice this year.
Oh. Over. I'm taking the over.
You're going over on three.
This is the breakdown here for Derb.
Yeah. Over on two.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. How about you there, Chieftain?
I hate to ruin a fun just touchdown party. Dawson's hosting a touchdown party, and I'm going to show up to it. I'm just going to poop on the lawn.
On a TD Tuesday?
Of course I'm not going to do that. Damn right he's going to get it. He might get double digits this
year. He's going for the hat.
He's
going to
be the Trayvon Diggs of interceptions, yes. But with kickoff returns for touchdowns.
We're setting records. Move over, Devin Hester. Make a place for Turpin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. And it's time now for a sports hodgepodge before we get to CY at 420. Chief, what kind of hodging are we doing?
A great American has inspired this nation once again, and Tolos, which person or team took the biggest L this college football weekend? That's next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.